Good morning. Greetings of love. You may be seated. What a blessing it is to be here this morning. It just really is. This is a joy. Maybe we can start with a word of prayer here. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the day that you have given to us, a day that you have created, another day that we get to serve you, God Almighty. We thank you, Lord. Lord, please be with these messages. Lord, be with the words that come out of my mouth. I pray, Lord, that they come from you. Pray, Lord, that they can go into ears, and Lord, that the ears can hear. Lord, just be with us and guide us in Jesus' name. Amen. All things bright and beautiful, all creatures great and small, all things wise and wonderful, the Lord God made them all. Each little flower that opens, each little bird that sings, he made their glowing colors, he made their tiny wings. The purple-headed mountains, the river running by, the sunset and the morning that brightens up the sky. The cold wind in the winter, the pleasant summer sun, the ripe fruits in the garden, he made them every one. The tall trees in the greenwood, the meadows where we play, the rushes by the water to gather every day. He gave us eyes to see them and lips that we might tell how great is God Almighty who has made all things well. This morning I'd like to talk about the creation of man. A beautiful creation from God. So let's start in Genesis 1. Verses 26 through 28, and then we're going to go to Genesis 2, verses 7, and then 21 through 23. So Genesis 1, 26. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it. And have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And now Genesis 2, 7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul. And now verses 21 through 23. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. So, here lately, I don't know why, but the elements of this earth have just been on my mind. It's just kind of struck me. And so I was thinking, why dust? Why did God use dust to create man? And I know that there's the biblical of being clay and being formed that way and being moldable, and I believe that. That is why. But why dust? And so I was doing some research and I thought, what is dust? And what is man? Dust or dirt is 46.6% oxygen, and it is 27.7% silicone, with a bunch of other minerals mixed in, like carbon, hydrogen, nitrogen, calcium, phosphorus, potassium, sulfur, sodium, chlorine, magnesium, silicone, I already said that one, and then there's trace elements of iron, fluorine, copper, zinc, aluminum, manganese, iodine, selenium, molybdenum, chromium, and cobalt. That's a lot of stuff made out of dirt that makes up dirt. Now, what makes up a human being? The exact same things. Maybe in different percentages, in different forms, maybe. But man is made up of 61% oxygen, 23% carbon, 10% hydrogen, 2.6% nitrogen, 1.4% calcium, 1.1% phosphorus, 0.2% potassium, 0.2% sulfur, 0.14% sodium, 0.12% chlorine, 0.027% magnesium, 0.026% silicone, with trace elements of being iron, fluorine, copper, zinc, aluminum, manganese, iodine, selenium, molybdenum, chromium, and cobalt. We are made of dust. We are made of dust. So now I would like to turn to Psalms 139. And I really hope that on this next homeschool day that the brother that's coming to share about dirt can maybe even dive into that a little bit. I'm sure he knows a lot more about it than I do. I don't know much. But I'm looking forward to hearing about dirt on Saturday. So Psalm 139, we're going to read verses 13 through 18. For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret, and my substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. How precious are thy thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. So we go from dust, and it says right here, we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And as I was reading this, the word substance stood out to me. My substance was not hid from thee. I thought, what is our substance? What makes us? What makes me Justin? What makes Brother Alan? What makes Brother Brad or Brother Paul or Brother Noah? What makes us? And I thought, it's our DNA. It's our DNA. And our DNA, I'm just trying to find it here, and it says, and we are curiously wrought. We are intricately woven. And if you have ever seen what DNA looks like, you would see that we are intricately woven together. And it all happened in the womb. So our DNA, what is our DNA? Our DNA is pretty much the blueprint for who we are. It's what makes me look the way that I am. That is my DNA. Our DNA affects our eye color, hair color, whether or not we have hair. Anything that is hereditary comes from our DNA. So if it's hereditary, it has to come from our dad and our mom. And so obviously dad and mom both have their own set of DNA, And whenever two cells come together, it forms a brand new DNA. And it is specific to you. You do not share your DNA with anybody unless you are an identical twin. Identical twins do share the exact same DNA because that cell splits, and therefore you have two of the exact same DNA. So because our DNA comes from both mom and dad, that's why children look like their parents, children look like each other, cousins look like each other. That's why even you can even look like your grandparents. That's our DNA. It's passed on to us. It is hereditary. And if you explode DNA, so if you magnify it, it looks like a ladder. So you got your rungs and you got your footsteps, but it's twisted. And normally it's with a right-hand twist, and it's very, very tight. And what your DNA is made up of, everything connects the DNA is your chromosomes. So those are the connection points for the DNA. And we are fearfully and wonderfully made. So whenever them two cells come together, there's 23 chromosomes from the dad, 23 chromosomes from the mom. They come together in one cell, and it creates the DNA. So you have 23 pairs of chromosomes. So there's 46 chromosomes in a strip, in a strand. And there's 23 pairs. 22 pairs. The first 22 pairs are called autosomes. And then the 23rd pair is what makes you either male or female. So if you're a female, you have the XX chromosome combination. And if you're a male, you are XY. There's no changing that. If you are born a male, you are a male. If you're born a female, you are a female. No questions asked. Now, there can be chromosomal differences that can lead to other situations, but 99.9% of the time, male, female. No questions asked. You cannot change who you are. You can be born a little bit different, but you cannot change who you are. And then sometimes there can be extra chromosomes added. So I believe if it's the 13th or the 13th, if there's an extra 13th chromosome, that baby will not be born. The majority of the time it will not be born. If it is born, it's about 100% guarantee it will die. It's just a chromosomal thing. The baby cannot live. And same with the 18th chromosome. If there's an extra 18th, it cannot live. Or for a very short time, it can. And then there's also the 21st chromosome. And this one makes a very special baby. Very special. Brother John, Sister Kathy have a grandchild. Very special. Brother Alvin and Sister Tina with little Dorothy. If there's an extra 21st, you will have Down syndrome. No questions asked. You will have it. So they have one little extra chromosome that makes them so special. They are fearfully and wonderfully made. Sorry. So every single cell in your body, except the red blood cells do not have a nucleus. But every other blood cell has your DNA in it. And in each blood cell, there's 6 feet of DNA. A cell that you cannot even see has 6 feet of DNA. We're just intricately woven. It is incredible. We're just made from dust. We're just made from dust. But God loves us and cares for us that He breathed into us and made us who we are. Some more facts here. If you put all of your DNA end to end from your body, so each 6 foot from each cell, it would go from the sun to Pluto 17 times. It would go from the earth to the sun 600 times. It would go from the earth to the moon 150,000 times. And it would wrap around the earth at the equator 2.5 million times. Isn't that just incredible? That is inside each one of us. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. We have no clue what's all going on in our body. But He knew us. It says, my substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret. He was there from the very beginning. He was there from conception. He knew who we were. He knew what our chromosomes were going to be like. He knew our DNA buildup. He knew it all, and He still does. He still knows us, and He wants us to serve Him with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. I'd like to turn to Genesis 3, verse 19. Genesis 3:19. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground. For out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return.